Here's Pastor Warren Wiersbe.
Today we want to consider a title of our Lord Jesus Christ that is used only once in the New Testament and twice in the Old Testament. You'll find that New Testament reference in Matthew 1:23, a quotation from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. The background for this prediction takes us 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus. Ahaz was the king of Judah. He was not a very godly man, but he was threatened by Syria and Israel. Those two nations were going to attack him. Isaiah the prophet encouraged King Ahaz to trust in the Lord. And Ahaz outwardly said he would trust in the Lord. But secretly, Ahaz allied himself with the enemy of his nation, Assyria. In other words, he was a hypocrite. Outwardly, he said, yes, we'll trust the Lord. But behind everybody's back, he was lining up some military support. Well, Isaiah encouraged him by telling him, Emmanuel, God is with us. And he said, God's going to give a sign. And that sign was not just to Ahaz the king. That sign was to all of the people of Israel and Judah. Namely, that the virgin would conceive and would bring forth a son, and this would be God with us. That was fulfilled in the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The context of Matthew chapter 1 is the concern of Joseph. Joseph, being a just man, was about to divorce his the girl to whom he was engaged. And as you know, in the Jewish context, engagement was really then very strong. It was the next thing to marriage. And if you're going to break an engagement, it was technically a divorce, because he discovered Mary had a child. Well, the angel spoke to Joseph and said, now, Joseph, you don't put her away, because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and this is going to be the fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14. They shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Now, Jesus never used this name. We don't find anyone in the four Gospels ever calling him this name. Really, it is a title, a description of who he is. And there are two very wonderful truths that are wrapped up in this name, Emmanuel. And I'd like us to consider these two truths today. First of all, Jesus is God. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, there are those who tell us that Jesus is not God. He simply was a godly man. He simply was a very godly teacher. And yet, from the very beginning of the New Testament, Jesus Christ is identified as God. If I called myself Emmanuel and told you that I was God, you would wonder about me, and rightly so. When it comes to Jesus Christ, the New Testament writers apply to him the title Emmanuel, God with us. Now, Jesus Christ claimed to be God. In fact, he did so at the risk of his own life. In John chapter 10, for example, beginning at verse 30, Jesus said this, I and my Father are one. Now, that statement is the next thing to saying, I am God. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. They understood this statement when he said, I and my Father are one. He was claiming to be God. In John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus Christ was asked by Philip, show us the Father, and it suffices us. In verse 9, Jesus says, have I been so long time with you, Philip, and yet hast thou not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. So Jesus is claiming to be God. This is why they crucified him. In John chapter 19 and verse 7, the Jews answered Pilate, saying, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." So the Jewish people had no problem understanding what he was talking about. Jesus claimed to be God. More than that, Jesus received worship as God. Now, if you worship any creature, that is idolatry. But when you worship God, that is permissible, and it is required, and it is commanded. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, the Magi came and worshipped him. In Matthew 14:33, at the end of that storm, when Jesus brought the great calm, the disciples bowed down and worshipped him. In John 9:38, the blind man, whom Jesus healed, worshipped him. And Jesus accepted this worship. This means he knew he was God. So he claimed to be God, and he received worship as God. And a number of times in the New Testament, he is specifically called God. Now, you may want to get a pencil and a piece of paper and write down these references, because someday someone at your front door is going to say, "Oh, no, Jesus Christ is not God. He's never called God in the New Testament." Well, John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, that Word is Jesus Christ, because in verse 14 it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." In John chapter 1, verse 18, our Lord Jesus Christ is called God. And it's interesting to compare some of the other translations. Our Authorized Version says, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." He has unfolded him. He has shown him forth. And the only way he could do that would be to be God himself. But I notice in the New International Version, it translates it, "God the only Son, who is in the bosom of the Father." And I note that the New American Standard Bible translates it, "the only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father." In Romans chapter 9 and verse 5, where the Apostle Paul is giving praise to God, we read this, "Whose are the fathers, and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all God, blessed forever." Romans 9:5. The reference in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, I think is rather clear. "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." There's only one article in the Greek, "the great God and our Savior." It's the same person, Titus 2:13. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. God the Father says to God the Son, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ." Same person. Two titles to the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:20 to me is a real clincher. "And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." And so our Lord Jesus Christ is God. There's a second truth that comes from this name, Emmanuel. Not only is he God, but he is God with us. He's not a God who is far away, distant, and unconcerned. He is with us. When Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin and came into this world as a little baby, he identified with humanity. He is the God-man. He is God, and he is God with us. So often in the Bible, you'll find that wonderful promise, "I am with you." God gave that promise to Moses. Then he gave it to Joshua. He said, "As I was with Moses, so will I be with you." He's given that same promise to us. God with us is the way Matthew begins, and God with us is the way Matthew ends. For in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, we read, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." The Lord Jesus Christ is God with us in every area of life. He's with us in salvation. Now, he's a holy God, and he ought to be against us because we are unholy people. But he is with us in salvation. Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." He's with us in salvation. If you just simply open your heart's door, he comes in and he is with you. He forgives you. He fellowships with you. He's with us in the trials of life. How many times I have turned to Isaiah 43 and I've read for my own benefit this promise. Verse 2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Verse 5, "Fear not, for I am with thee." In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." You see, my friend, no matter what circumstances we go through, Jesus Christ is with us. He's with us in our service, as we are seeking to serve him and do his will. Listen to Mark 16:20. "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following." Not only is he walking with us, but he is working with us. I know that there are times when we get weary in the Lord's work. We do not get weary of the Lord's work because it's exciting and we're thrilled with the privileges we have to serve him. But sometimes we get weary in the Lord's work. It's good to know that the Lord is working with us. When Paul was getting that church started in Corinth, you find the record in Acts chapter 18, he was ready to quit. And then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Now don't be afraid, Paul, I am with you." And the Lord stood with Paul to the very end of his ministry, even though some of his best friends forsook him. Well, he is with us in the sorrows of life. People go through bereavement and sorrow and separation. I like Psalm 23, verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And so he's with us in the sorrows of life, and he's going to be with us throughout all eternity. In Revelation chapter 21, John saw that holy city coming down, and he heard a great voice saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ is God. Trust him. Worship him. Give your very best to him. And Jesus Christ is God with us. Wherever we are in the difficulties and circumstances of life, Jesus Christ is right there. Emmanuel, God with us. Are you trusting him today? Have you surrendered your all to him? This is what he wants us to do, for he is God with us.